Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I am Matt Micucci. And where in the world are we right now? We are in the Italian capital city, which is Rome. Is that too much noise? Probably, it's probably okay. But guys, yes, we are at the Rome Film Fest. And it is a fest indeed, a celebration of cinema in the Italian capital. Italy has a huge tradition of cinema. I'm going to pick those up later again. And of course, its capital city should have always had a film festival. And we're happy to be here. Unfortunately, unlike when we were in Venice, we, for now at least, we'll see how things will develop, have decided to go on camera with our masks on. But don't let that frighten you. Please welcome to the Fred Film world. And don't be alarmed. We're just doing it because we're concerned about the safety of others. You know, there's no knowing what's going on. I mean, the times that we're living are pretty crazy. But what is for sure is that over the next few days, we will be bringing you an extensive coverage of the Rome Film Fest. And in fact, the dates of the festival are, and I'll let you know all about it, the 15th of October to the 25th of October. Which means that you can come in. Which means that we're live, but this is the beauty of doing a live show. Guys, does anyone want to hop into the show right now to join us? No, nobody wants to help. God, I just realized how difficult it is to talk with this stupid mask on the way that I usually do. What am I going to do about that? That's interesting.
Yeah.
So far, how long has it been in the daily so far?
2.5.
In 2.5 minutes, I've managed not to say one single informative thing about the Rome Film Fest, which I think deserves a prize in itself. But let me at least tell you that the dates of the festival are from the 15th to the 25th. This is already officially the second day of the festival. I should also mention that we're media partners of Alice nella Città, which is also known as Alice nella Città, or Alice nella Città. But it's also...
Who did that?
I don't know, me, man. Although it is kind of entertaining. So we're going to be covering that extensively as well over the next few days. We're really going to work our butts off, bringing you interviews from all of the different strands of the festival, with a particular focus on Alice nella Città, which is a strand dedicated to a younger audience, which I think is great to do that, because actually I was thinking about this over the last few days, and I realized that that's probably the audience that I really want to talk with. Because if you get too old, then, you know, they already know what they're at, so you're not going to be able to convince them. Like, you know, if someone hadn't seen a Jean-Luc Godard film from the 80s, right? And he's like 90 years old. Is he really going to watch it then? I would hope so. Unlikely. And I'm saying that because my demographic happens to be over 90s. Anyways, so let me tell you what's been happening, all right? The opening film of the festival was Soul, which is, as far as I understand it, a film by Pixar. That's for sure. And it features the voices of Jamie Foxx and Tina Fey. And Graham Norton, who has nothing to declare but his genius. And it's directed by Pete Docter, Academy Award winning filmmaker, and also the acclaimed screenwriter Kemp. And if you're thinking that I'm going to be able to read my writing, you're mistaken. You probably have already seen my dailies from Venice, where I had trouble doing that, reading my notes. So anyways, so essentially it's a film about a kid. I told you this would happen. Guys, it's the second day of the festival and already people are stealing stuff from our studio. Anyways, so it's essentially a film about a kid discovering the meaning of soul. But also it features a lot of jazz music, apparently. So I don't know whether it's soul jazz or whatever kind of music it is. But anyways, the fact that it does have a lot of jazz in it probably makes me want to watch it. Speaking of music, they talked about it earlier in the Italian show. Stardust by David Bowie. That'd be crazy. He's been dead for a while. But it's a film. So Stardust is a film that's presented here in Rome as well. I watched it this morning. And it's basically, it draws inspiration from a pivotal moment in David Bowie's career when he was still trying to understand who he was. It was around the time when he released his album, The Man Who Sold the World, which is really a conceptually inspired by the concept of madness and mental illness, in fact. But also, biographically speaking, it talks about David Bowie at a pivotal moment in his career when he is still trying to discover who he is, both on an artistic level and on a human level. It's an independent production, meaning that there is no David Bowie song in it. So that's kind of a drag. Who wants to watch a Dave? No. I'm not going to go beyond that. I can't do that. That's kind of a drag. I got to be honest. That there's no actual David Bowie song in it. But Johnny Flynn, the guy who plays Bowie, I thought he was a cool performer. Yeah, he could play the guitar. Don't know why I slipped into a John Lennon voice there for no reason. And I'm having difficulty breathing and talking so much. This is an issue that we're going to have to figure out over the coming days. But yeah, Johnny Flynn is pretty good in it. The film is directed by Gabriel Range. I'm going to limit what I'm going to say about this movie also because I don't want to bore you to tears. Already, I probably frightened a few people just doing the live stream with the mask on. But we're trying to, you know, promote social awareness. But I will say that over the next few days, we may be talking about some other interesting films that are presented in the festival, like Steve McQueen's Small Axe. Steve McQueen, man, you know, it's not the actor Steve McQueen, obviously. He's also been dead for quite a while. The popular car race. By the way, Steve McQueen, the actor, he preferred to be defined as a car racer. Did you know that? It's true. He would rather have been, you know, in automobile racing than in the film world. So I don't know why I'm telling that story, because it's the other Steve McQueen, the Academy Award winning Steve McQueen of 12 Years a Slave, Hunger and Shame, presenting Small Axe. But I'm not going to talk about it too much because I'm still not sure what I can and can't talk about. But I'm sure that we'll go back over it over the next few days. Another thing is, I wanted to say that I do have a film that I'm looking forward to seeing. If I get a chance to see it in the festival, that'd be great. If I don't, I'll catch it some other time for a few reasons. One of them is because it's a film about the things happening everywhere. If that happens again, I'm going to answer that door. Don't worry, people. We're in Rome, so I got to pay tribute to the king of Rome, Francesco Totti, also known as Francesco Totti. And who is the king of Rome, actually? And a major documentary/film is being presented here at the festival, called My Name is Francesco, probably, you know, it probably translates as that. But I've been like fascinated with sports documentaries as of late, so I would be interested in seeing a film about a major sporting hero of Italy, especially seen as this is in Rome. Unfortunately, we live in the coronavirus. Can you imagine the amount of, you know, Roma supporters who would have been out there just going crazy, kind of just going like, yeah, you go, sports guy. No, I'm a real football. I love football. So, I mean, I'm just pretending not to know anything about it. Anyways, guys, I think that we're going to wrap it up. I think we said enough, been enough for today. Over the next few days, we'll try to stay busy. It all depends on things that happen in the world. Hopefully, though, we'll be able to bring a smile to your face and help you forget about the troubles that are happening at this time. But we're going to do a live stream on the U.S. elections, I think. Now, when are the U.S. elections anyways? Somebody Google U.S. election date. If you're watching this video, you, can you comment in the section below what the date of the U.S. election is? I can't remember it right now, but it should be soon, right? Is it going to be in the midst of the Rome Film Festival? So in the words of the greatest American president ever, Morgan Freeman. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so guys, all right, so we're going to wrap it up because it's been enough for today. Guys, I hope you enjoy our coverage of the Rome Film Fest. If the wind doesn't blow the studio over or if it's canceled because of the... I'm not going to mention it, but we all know what I'm talking about. It's been a pleasure, guys. So till the next time, continue your... film explorations. I know you want me to say it. Stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.